CITR News.
CITR 101.9 FM presents News 101, Vancouver's volunteer-produced student and community newscast. Now, here's your host, Rita Farkas.
Good evening. This evening on News 101, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to take a look back at the Youth Summit on Sustainable Urban Transportation, which took place last week here at UBC. And we're also going to meet a candidate for the upcoming municipal election here in studio. We'll have this plus your weather forecast coming up this half hour right here on News 101. This evening, we bring you a look at the Youth Summit on Sustainable Urban Transportation, which, as I said, took place here at UBC from August 21st through to the 25th. Participants from across the country gathered on campus to take part in this exciting event. Here's Delegate Stephanie Ryan's coverage of the event.
I'm one of 80 participants at the Canadian Urban Transit Association's Youth Summit on Urban Transportation, which is happening at UBC. All the participants are staying engaged, and a lot of the workshops and panels are happening in Ike Barber Library. So the summit is basically, 5 days of panels and workshops about issues ranging from land use and planning to transportation planning, sustainability, climate change, peak oil, bicycling pathways, anything and everything to do with sustainable transportation. All the participants come from across Canada and they're aged 17 to 25. So I'm just going to talk to some of them to find out what their thoughts on the summit are. Hi, you're one of the participants. What's your name?
My name is Samaya Khan.
And Samaya, where are you from?
I'm from Toronto, Ontario, and just recently graduated from the University of Toronto with an environmental science degree.
Great. And how have you enjoyed the summit so far?
I found it very informational, very educative, and I met a lot of great people, so overall it's been a blast.
Great. And what is your favorite session being?
Because I'm from a science background and I did a lot of with the cycling program in my university, I really enjoyed the cycling sessions that they had yesterday on Saturday, and especially with pedestrian Sundays with Chemez Amlamni.
Can you tell me a little bit more about what pedestrian Sundays are?
Sure. It's about basically once a month, at the end of the month on a Sunday, they have a section of Toronto closed from vehicles, ultimately, and they have social gatherings there. So they sell food, they sell products, produce, and basically the pedestrians own the streets as opposed to the cars.
Cool. It sounds a lot like car-free days, which happens in Kits and on Commercial Drive every year.
Yes, that's right.
Great. Okay, so now I'm talking to Jessica, who's another participant. Jessica, where are you from?
I go to UBC.
Oh, great. What are you studying?
Environmental sciences.
Okay, and how have you enjoyed the summit so far?
It's been really interesting so far. I've really enjoyed the variety of speakers that they've had at all the sessions and the different topics that have been covered.
Great. And what was your favorite topic?
I went to one session that was talking about peak oil and climate change and how a lot of environmental groups or activists will almost overlook peak oil and how we really need to integrate the fact that peak oil is happening along with all of the climate change initiatives and really focus on how we can survive without oil. So I think that was really important.
Now I'm talking to Amelia, who's another participant in the summit. Amelia, where are you from?
I'm from Mississauga, Ontario.
Okay, and are you going to school right now?
No, I'm not. I work for GO Transit.
Oh, great. And what's GO Transit?
GO Transit is an interregional transit organization in Ontario. It's provincially funded and it is a service of trains and buses that help commuters get to and from work.
Okay, and is that mostly in suburban areas then?
Yes, people come in from the suburban areas to the city of Toronto downtown.
Okay, great. And how do you think the week at the summit so far has enhanced your knowledge of transportation issues as someone who works in that sector?
I think it's been great. I think it's given me a good understanding of some of the key issues in the industry and some ideas for solutions and what the challenges are and how we can work together to overcome them and make for better commuting options in the country.
Right. And how do you plan to take the knowledge that you learned this week during the summit back to your hometown?
I plan to use the information I've gained to plan a transportation conference, a one-day conference for students living in the GTA with their own solutions for problems currently facing them in their communities.
Oh, that's great. Thanks. Hi, Oliver. You're a participant at the summit as well, aren't you?
That's right.
And where do you come from?
From Whitehorse, UConn.
Wow, that's long distance. Are you in school right now?
No, I work in the industry. I'm an operator for Whitehorse Transit.
Oh, that's great. And what is transit in Whitehorse like?
It's a lot different than here in the city. We only run 6 buses at a time.
And
it's a little more laid back. But conversely, I like it because the drivers have a lot of input over how we do things, which is kind of shocking. I didn't realize that
right. There
were planners that took care of everything in the big city.
Yeah. Have you enjoyed the summit so far?
Oh, yeah. I learned a lot.
Okay.
It's been a lot of fun.
What has been the most interesting thing that you've learned so far?
Basically, just getting a feel for how other places operate and see how we can implement some of that into our own city.
Do you think there's any piece of information in particular that you'll take back to you to Whitehorse?
Hard to say. I'm going to take a little bit from each session that I've been to and report back to the manager, and
yeah.
I'd like to see some of the things get implemented. But,
mm-hmm. What do you think are important reasons for youth getting involved in sustainable transportation issues right now?
Well, basically, it's our future, and if we don't make changes, it's us and our children that are going to suffer. It's not the older generation.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, we're the primary transit users.
Right.
My case is pretty unique in that I'm a youth and an operator, which is a little bit different, but. I think more youth should get involved because, we're going to be the inhabitants of this planet in 30 years and the older generation won't be.
Thanks for talking to me.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay, so now I'm talking to Dan, who is one of the organizers for the summit. Dan, can you explain why you became one of the organizers in the summit and what your role has been with the summit in the past?
Sure. I was a participant at the first ever youth summit in 2002 in Ottawa when I was an undergrad at McMaster University in Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
Go Mac. And kind of got sucked into the world of sustainable transportation sort of by accident, I guess, like most of these things.
Yeah.
And haven't looked back. I continue to be involved in the future ones on the task force, so helping to plan the sort of speakers and sort of the format of the sessions. And then today I find myself at TransLink, and once again, Youth Summit came through town and couldn't help myself but get my fingers in, I guess, that pie.
Great. How do you think the summit has gone so far?
Judging by the sort of exhausted looks on people's faces and but smiles too, I'd say pretty well.
Good. Why do you think it's really important to get youth involved in sustainable transportation issues right now?
I think because it's a really critical issue that it relates to all kinds of sort of sectors of our world, ecological and social and economic dimensions, are all interrelated through transportation, and the more youth have a good grasp of a lot of these different dimensions and issues and how they play off each other, the better advocates they can be for change to transportation, however they feel they should be doing that.
Yeah, and I guess one of the goals of the summit is to prepare youth to go back to their hometowns to sort of spearhead transportation initiatives when they get home.
Absolutely. Delegates will take whatever role they feel fits them best, and hopefully people will be all over the place and working either on the front lines and as activists or working with government or with civil society or just be making major changes in their lives and the way they do things.
Yeah. Do you have some examples of some initiatives that past alumni have spearheaded or?
I don't mean to be self-serving, but I, after the first Youth Summit, I went back to Mac and with a really good friend started up a nonprofit on-campus bike co-op.
Okay.
Strictly because I had met some really cool people at the first Youth Summit who were from UBC and had founded the bike kitchen here at UBC.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hey, how did you guys make that happen? I have no idea how to start a bike shop.
Yeah.
And after hundreds of emails and phone calls, Max Cycle Co-op was born and still to this day continues to magically, roll along.
That's great. Well, thanks for taking the time to talk to me. So as you can probably tell, most of the people here agree that, sustainable transportation is a really important issue that we need to be looking at right now in the face of climate change, peak oil, the rising price of gas. And it's been a really exciting week to see so many youth engage in these important topics and discussions. If you'd like to learn more about CUTA, which is the Canadian Urban Transit Association, you can go to their website. I believe that it's www.cutaactu.ca.
And thanks to Stephanie for covering that summit. For our listeners out there, Stephanie is not just any participant of the summit. She has a special interest in the topic as it is part of her platform for her campaign in the upcoming municipal election. We're going to hear more about Stephanie and her campaign after a quick break. Stay tuned. News 101 will be right back.
Hey, are you ready to head back to school in September?
For sure, but I'm worried that I won't be able to cover all my costs this year.
Have you ever done work study? I did it in the past, and it was a great experience and good money. You just need to be a Canadian citizen or a permanent resident.
And studying at UBC?
You got it. If you want to earn decent coin, pad your resume, and work on campus, work study is where the smart money's at. Just go online to Career Services and check out the listings.
That's solid advice. I'll definitely check out work study this year.
For more information on getting hired for a work-study job, visit www.students.ubc.ca/work-study.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Welcome back to News 101 on CITR. I'm Rita Farkas. With me in studio is Stephanie Ryan, who is a candidate for city councillor in the city of Surrey this fall. And as a former UBC graduate, we thought it would be good to check in and learn about what she is up to. So, Stephanie, can you tell me a little bit about why you've decided to run for city council?
Sure. So I first became interested in municipal politics when I was writing my thesis here at UBC last spring. I decided to write my thesis on commercial development in Surrey City Centre and its efforts to sort of build up a downtown core there. You have a lot of people in, you know, Surrey, Langley, Abbotsford, as far away as Chilliwack, who commute to downtown Vancouver every day for work. And sometimes that's a two-hour commute by car, and there's lots of congestion on bridges, lots of traffic. And it made a lot of sense to me, at least, to, you know, sort of build up a second downtown on the south side of the Fraser River in Surrey so that these people wouldn't have to commute quite as far and get stuck in as much traffic. And so writing that thesis, I learned a lot about land use and planning and development, and it's really a fascinating topic. And I learned, you know, you don't think that a lot gets done at the local level usually, but really there's a lot of potential for change there. And so I sort of decided to, you know, throw my hat in the ring this November and sort of be the change I want to see.
Wow, that's great news. It's nice to see a young person getting involved in politics. I'm sure you've heard that many times. So you did study at UBC, just to clarify. What did you study?
I did a BA in political science here at UBC. And while I was at UBC, I was involved in student government. So I was the president of the Arts Undergraduate Society for 2 years, and I was involved in student council as well.
Great. So for listeners out there who maybe are residents of Surrey or they're just interested in the upcoming election, what are other aspects of your platform that you're sort of concerned about?
Well, you know, the party I'm running with, the Surrey Civic Coalition, we have basically five main priorities. We want to see, you know, sustainable development and smart growth. Surrey is predicted to be the biggest city in British Columbia in the next 20 or 30 years. And so we're experiencing huge amounts of population growth. And so now is a really important time for us to look and say, okay, how do we want to absorb that growth in a sustainable manner so that we have better transit service and so we can protect our parkland and farmland. And so we have, you know, sustainable economic growth for the next 20 years.
Right.
Instead of, you know, having growth that's sort of unplanned and uncontrolled and having a sprawled population with no bus service and those sorts of things.
Great. And what are the other four focus areas?
I think that transportation is a huge issue in Surrey. You know, with the rising price of gas, people want alternatives to driving around in Surrey. I think the environment's a huge priority. We have a huge problem in Surrey with too many trees coming down, with too much of our farmland being developed. And I think, you know, food security is really important. And we need to look at, you know, affordability issues in terms of housing and homelessness. Surrey's got some problem there. And then we need to also look, I think, at governance. The SCC, which is the party I'm running with, is in favor of a ward system, which would bring forward neighborhood representation. So each neighborhood in Surrey would get one city councillor instead of nine city councillors who are elected at large.
Right.
So that would bring about some greater accountability.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the challenges you're sort of foreseeing for the upcoming election? I mean, you're obviously relatively new to politics, mm-hmm. so there must be some things that maybe you're seeing as an upcoming battle.
Well, you know, elections are always uphill battles when you're coming from a non-incumbent perspective. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of city councilors running for re-election, but you know, I think people in Surrey are ready for fresh perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
Some of these people have been on city council for 20 or 30 years,
yeah,
and I think people are ready for a change, and they need to elect new people to council to sort of see those changes and to get fresh perspectives and new ideas mm-hmm. being debated.
So what can you offer the populace as that new, fresh perspective? What are the benefits of having someone who's not a returning councillor?
Well, you know, I think I've got the enthusiasm, the energy. I'm really passionate about seeing the changes that I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to work really hard and to listen to residents to sort of enact those changes. I think also, you know, I'm coming in with no preconceptions about how things have always been done or how things should be done. I think, you know, you can set out with your goals and then try and achieve those without being burdened down with conventions.
Right, yeah. Is there a particular area of politics that you've typically been interested in the past, or are there any politicians who you have looked up to in the past for inspiration?
Well, I've always been interested in politics, and two of the people that I look up to, at least in Surrey, are Sue Hamill, who's an MLA for Surrey Green Timbers, and Penny Pretty, who's a member of Parliament for Surrey North, and they're both very strong women who have done a lot to make Surrey a better place to live,
mm-hmm.
both at the provincial and federal levels.
Great. And just out of curiosity, that piques my interest in what is the ratio? Are there a lot of females that are in politics in Surrey?
You know, we're very fortunate at the Surrey City Council level. We actually have, of 9 city councillors, including the mayor right now, 6 of them are women.
Wow.
So we're doing pretty good. You know, I think we need younger people. I think we still need to work on getting people from all backgrounds and all ethnicities and all perspectives on council. And so I think there's some ground to be made up there.
Mm-hmm. And so lastly, anything else about your platform that you'd like to inform people that don't know much about you?
Yeah, well, you know, one of my goals in this election is to engage young people, because we really are the ones who have a vested interest in the future. And
mm-hmm.
if we don't make important changes now to make sure that our cities are sustainable, we're the ones who will be paying the consequences. So,
right.
you know, if anyone at UBC is from Surrey or knows people from Surrey who wants to become involved, by all means, mm-hmm. please, this is the time.
Yeah, and I'm sure young people out there can relate to what you're saying, regardless of if they're from Surrey or mm-hmm. Maple Ridge or Vancouver or Victoria. I mean, it's a difficult issue facing all youth mm-hmm. that we're not often involved in politics, and we
yep.
want to see change, but there aren't many of us really going out there to fight for it in the political arena.
Exactly.
So, yeah, good for you.
Well, thanks.
So for our listeners, if they'd like to sort of hear more about you or contact you and hear more of your ideas, how can they do that?
Well, you can check out my campaign website. It's at www.stephanieryan.ca. And I've also got a page on Facebook that they can check out.
Great. Okay, well, thanks so much for coming in, and good luck with your campaign.
Thanks.
Oh, and sorry, lastly, just in case people aren't aware, when is the election?
So the municipal election is November 15th, and that's a Saturday.
Great. Okay, something to look forward to. And ideally, here at News 101, we will be covering more of the election as more candidates become available to speak with us. So thanks very much for that, Stephanie.
Thanks.
We appreciate you coming in to speak with us. Good luck with your campaign, as I said. We are now going to take a quick break here again, but when we come back, we're going to hear from meteorologist Alice Wang and your weekly weather forecast. Stay tuned to CITR for more news following these public service announcements.
GoGreenShuttles.com and the Pemberton Festival now have a direct shuttle service all weekend long from Vancouver right to the festival gates. GoGreenShuttles.com is your alternative to high fuel and parking costs, with return tickets just $70 when purchased before July 10th.
That's right. There are ways to go green without spending a lot of green.
Want to find out what going green really means? Want to find ways to save money and conserve resources like energy and water?
GoGreenShuttles.com. You do the partying, we'll get you there.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Have you been waiting for your 15 seconds of fame? Longing for a moment in the spotlight? Come to CITR's open house on Wednesday, September 3rd from 3 to 7 p.m. You'll get the chance to play your favorite song and speak your mind on air, as well as meet your favorite radio hosts and get free hip-hop DJ lessons from CITR's own DJ Bread and Butter. Become the rock star DJ you're meant to be at CITR's open house on Wednesday, that's September 3rd, at the station headquarters, room 233 in the Student Union Building.
Do I have your attention? Are you interested? I know you are.
Vancouver Latin American Film Festival. For its 6th annual Latin American Film Festival, BLAF will be showcasing a selection of Latin American films from September 4th to the 14th at three theaters in Vancouver. The theaters are Pacific Cinematheque, International Film Center, and SFU Harbor Center. The lineup includes a dynamic collection of documentaries, full-length features, and short films from countries such as Argentina, Brazil, Canada, Cuba, Chile, Colombia, France, Mexico, Peru, USA, and Venezuela. This year's program will showcase the cinema of Brazil. For more information, look at www.blaff.org. Vancouver Latin American Film Festival, bringing Latin American culture to Vancouver.
Welcome back to News 101. I'm Rita Farkas, coming to you live from the Student Union Building at UBC. Thanks for being with us tonight. Right now, it's 5:25, and time to take a look at this week's weather forecast. Here's Alice Wang.
Here's your forecast for September 1st to 5th. We've got a ridge of high pressure building over southern BC, so that means sunny and stable weather will be the dominant weather pattern during this week. From Monday evening to overnight, it will be cool and cloudy with a low of 11. Tuesday, the start of school, expect partly cloudy conditions with a high of 18. Wednesday, a mix of sun and cloud, high of 19. The clouds start to clear by Thursday with a forecast for clear skies and a high of 21. Friday, a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 17. The weather looks great for the start of the school year, and it should remain dry for any parties or special events during the first week. Currently, it's sunny with a few clouds and 17 degrees at YVR. That's your weather of the week, brought to you by the Storm Club of UBC. Email us at stormubc@gmail.com for more info. For News 101, I'm Alice Huang.
And thanks very much for that, Alice. I guess you're looking forward to the start of the school year, and it still won't be too cold out, hey?
No, it should remain pretty good, actually.
Yeah. Do you expect to see a lot of people in their parkas out tomorrow?
No, not at all.
So if you had a guess, and this is terrible of me to put you on the spot like this, but do you think we are going to see a couple more weeks of summer-like weather, or are you thinking we're going to be heading into typical fall Vancouver weather?
No, actually, I think it will remain pretty sunny, although it might be a bit on the cool side, probably in the high teens probably, but it looks pretty dry actually.
Yeah. I've noticed that in the evening in particular, it seems to have cooled right down. You know, as soon as the sun goes down, it certainly feels more like fall these days.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. And a bit windy too.
Yeah. Okay, Alice, thanks very much. That's our program for Monday, September 1st, 2008. Today's newscast was brought to you entirely by volunteer efforts. And if you'd like to share your comments, give us a hot news tip, or get involved with the show, contact us. Our phone number is 604-822-5334, or you can email news@citr.ca. Carrie Baptist produced this radio program. For more news, join us next Monday at 5 p.m. for the next edition of News 101. For the entire news team here at CITR, this is Rita Farkas thanking you for listening. Stay tuned for Career Fast Tracks, coming up next on 101.9 FM CITR.